Mashma. Yeza Omer, Rochel Bissar, Manik Beir, Kano. So Chayr state Mephorish that a Rochel is Kaya. Because in the Kinyan of Rechivo, we had two rices. In the rice before, on the bottom of Chasamid Beis, we have on which animals it works. And over here, we have in which places it works. I know, unlike other kinyanim, it only works in certain animals, certain places. It's in each one, it speaks it out. Over here, it speaks out which animals Rechiva works. But it says Rechiva is a kinyan. As explained, Rashi, Rochel Besada, Behema Shel Mitzia Koina. Frek Rav Nochum, why does Rashi say a Behema Shel Mitzia? Maybe it could be a behema by Mekahu Memkar too. You could also buy behemoths. You don't only find behemoths. As why does Rashi say that it's a behema shel mitzia? As Rav Nochum wanted to say that Rashi over here is a remez that Rashi learns like the Meiri that says that which Rechiv is koina is only by mitzia. It's not by Mekahu Memkar. The Fize, you could be Miyashiv, the grace of Shine on Rashi. The mission, Rashi learns that Rechiv is a new Maisa Kenyan. It's not the Kenyan of Mashicha, or not the standard Mashicha, as like the sheet over here brings down from the Ravid and from the Ritzvash. As the Fize, that sad in Rashi, that Rechiv is not a regular Kenyan of Mashicha, it's a Kenyan of Chazaka. As why doesn't the Mishnah in Kedushin say Roichiv? As this Rashi answers it, because Roichiv is only koina by Mitzia. It's not koina by Mekach u'Memka. As Kivan Chikain, the Mishnah in Kedushin is talking about things that are koina by Mekach u'Memka. As Rashi the Shitasa, he has to be Mechadish this in order to answer why the Mishnah in Kedushin didn't say it. Void Rashi the Shitase could learn this way. Because if it's a regular Kenyan Mashicha, as Mashicha works, Bein B'Mekach U'Memka, Bein B'Mitzia, of it being that Rashi's Machadish, it's a new Maisa Kenyan, as then Rashi could also be Machadish, it only works by Mitzia and not by Mekach U'Memka. Where do you have Kenyanim that only work by Hefker, by Mitzia, not by Mekach U'Memka? As that Rav Nochum was Mitzayim to two Ma'am Mekoyimus, to the Ritva on Beis Amar Aleph, by the Kinyan of Ria. And there's a Taisis in Baba Kama of Tes Amar Beis, that Taisis has a Tzad, that even though Hagbah needs Gimel Tvachim, that's only when Mekechu Memka. But by Hefker, it kind of even B'mashu, because Hefker you kind of Yoyser Kal. Rav Nochum was Masber, the difference, because by a regular kinyan from Hefker, all the kinyan is doing is hachnos al rishus. It's bringing it into your rishus. Azadi kinyan kal is mahani. Mashenkin by mekachu memka, the kinyan is being moitzi from the rishus ha-moicher and being machnis into the rishus ha-koin. As the kinyan has to accomplish two things, to be take it out of the rishus of the machna and bring it into the rishus ha-koin. As you always need a stronger Maisa Kinyan to be able to accomplish more. Ad kan the shtickel of Rav Nochum. As Rebel Yibaruch in his Sefer, he asked that it's a very geschmack shtickel, but why does Rashi wait till the last raya of Reichav Koina to say only the Mitzia? Why did Rashi say it in the beginning of the Sugya? Hare Lefiza, all along, Rashi only holds that the tzad of Rechiv is Bimitziyah. As why does Rashi wait until the last raya of the Gemara? Therefore, in the Sefer Shiur of El Yibarach, he finds this word of Rav Nochum Chiddush. Mehelem Divrei Rav El Yibarach Nira Liyashiv. That, because in our Sugya, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Gemara is going to be maimedit b'mekachu memkar. Asak Rav Nochum, how could Rashi say that we're talking about Mitzia? The Gemara in the Hemshech says it's mekachu memkar. Asak Rav Nochum, very simple, because the Gemara says it's talking about manik b'raglov. As if it's talking about not the Kinyan of Roichiv, it's talking about manik b'raglov. As therefore it says that you could learn it's talking about Mekechu Memka Ad Kan Rav Nochum. Lefize, you could add one more thing to answer Avel Yaboruch's question. So why does Rashi say it over here? Because in this sugya in the Hemshech, it's going to say we're going by Mekechu Memka. As Rashi has to be madgish in the beginning, but when we're talking about Kinyan Reichel without Mani Baraglov, that's Dafka by Metzio. As because in our sugi in the Hemshech is going to be minded it by Mekechu Memkar, by Manik Baraglov, therefore Rashi in the beginning over here has to be madgish that it's only by Metzio, because it was a Hechrich Mshach. That's why Rashi spoke it out. Okay. Thus is the Rashi. The time of Mefarish Lekamei Umanig Av Beir Kono V'Koshkein Besoder Shma Mino Rochev Luchutei Kono. As Ari Newman wanted a taina, what is the V'chule of Rashi? What's Rashi coming to be Miramis with that V'chule? V'choyer Shma Mino Rochev Kono. He said, because Rashi in the last one, Rashi said that Shma Mino Rochev Kani, and therefore Rochev B'Makom Mani Shteim Shavim Biknes Min HaHefker. Rashi, the last Rashi said, there's a Tosefes to the Shaila of the Gemara, that we also have a Shma Mino of Rochev B'Makom Mani is Kani. He wants to say that that's what Rashi means over here when he says v'chule, and like I said before, that we also have a raya to rocha b'mokru mani. It's a shein of pshat, it's a chiddush. Okay, let's leave the island and think about it. Oh, this is the v'chule. What does Rashi want in this v'chule? Okay, this is the Rashi. So the Gemara as the Shaila is Oilapam, the Ihochis, that's the big sugi of Rechav Amanig, Tessa Meralef is the Ihochis sugi. What is the Ihochi over here? As Taisvish tells on the Ihochi, give the behemoth a kick, it's really going to move. Even if there are people in the way, if you give the behemoth a kick with your feet, it's moving. Masha ain't came by Reichiv, where you're just sitting on it, as then if there are people in the way, it's not going to move. A sarich beer, we're talking about a case where it doesn't move, and you have to tell me when it doesn't move, you're not claiming that. What's Pshat in Taisus? Rochev Be'ir is not koina, it means when it doesn't move. If it doesn't move, then of course you're not koina. The whole kinyan is only if it moves, according to Taisus. As what do you have to tell me, a Rochev is not koina if it doesn't move. Muchach Taisus means, even when the behema moves, afilu hochi, you're not koina. The shaila is, what's pshat in Taisus? Why? When, even though there are people standing around, but this guy sat on it, and the behema moved. Actually, it was a huge guy, it was a lot of weight. Whatever the reason is, Lamaisa, he sat on it, the behema moved. As what's Taisus saying? You're not koina in the year. As therefore, the Taisus Rush adds words to Taisus. Taisus Rush adds, it's ain derech for the behema to move when you're roichiv be'ir, because usually there's a lot of people standing around. As even if it moves, ain darkei b'kach. That's what the Taisus Rush adds on to Taisus, as he's coming to answer this question. But to say that's what Taisus means is very sussum in Taisus. Taisus doesn't add this point of ain darkei b'kach. It's not mashman Taisus that way. Behelim Divrei, the Taisus Arash, if you could learn Taisus like we had the Ramban on Ches Amid Aleph. The Ramban learns the Kinyan of Roichiv is when it's Azal Machmasei. As what's the Tzad of the Mandi Yomar, it's Loikana. Zog the Ramban, because sometimes the behemoth doesn't move. As even when it moves, but we say it's not machmas the rechiva, it was a gram ba'alma. As if roichiv is talking about where you sat on it, the behemoth moved. What's the tzad? It's loikana. Zog the Ramban, because not every time you ride, it moves. As if you see it moving, it's not muach, it's mishum the riding. It just decided to move when you sat on it for whatever reason. But it's not that the roichiv was gairu. That's the reason why it's not koina. As you can learn, Tosfos says mamish al derech that Ramban over there, which he says in Pshat in the Gemara, that avada we're talking about it's here beir where you were roichiv and it moved. But being that it doesn't always move, as even when it moves, we say it's not machmas the rechiva. That's the pshat in Tosfos. That's the Tosfos. As Tosfos, because Tosfos learns Reichiv is moving, as Tosfos has a pshat that by Manig it moves more than it does by a regular Reichiv. In the other Rishayim that learn Reichiv is not moving, as what's pshat in the Ihachi, as the Ritzbash and the Ravid, Lishitosam in the Sugya before, that they learn Reichiv is not Machmas, you're moving it. They learn over here that Reichiv is that Pshan in the Gemara is if Reichiv is not moving, as then it's good why you're not kind in the ear. But if Reichiv is moving, as then you should be kind in the ear too. That's how they learn the Ihachi. Now what's the Pshat? Why, if the behemoth is not moving, why is it more understandable why you're not kind in the ear? That's the Shaila. As is one mahalach in the Ravid, one mahalach in the Ritzbash. I will tell the Olam, but I want to keep the Olam curious that they should look at it night Seder. As the Olam should look at the Ravid inside and the Ritzbash inside by night Seder. Each one says a different shot, but they're both saying that if Reichiv is a new kind of a Kenyan, Zichra doesn't work in the year. Ayin Sham Nezberim, what they say to explain it. As Lefi Devrayim, this Ihachi is a mugger that Reichiv is not Machmas, the Ozel Machmasay. Rav Nochum wanted to say Rashi is not Goyris Ihachi. Now that's a very hard thing to say because there is no Rashi on the Gemara. Because where in the world is he coming from? Where do you see in Rashi, Rashi is not Goyris Ihachi? Tosfos brings a option. As of Nochum Tain is like, this is the way you come to the mirror to learn how to read. Oh, this Alzen Nemar of Nochum. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'taima mefarish lekamei, why he's not koine in the ear. When does Rashi say, V'taima mefarish lekamei? When there's an obvious question, and it's so obvious, it doesn't have pshat, Rashi says, V'taima mefarish lekamei. Over here, why is Rashi saying v'taima mefarish lekamei? If Rashi was goyris ihachi, the question's only shver after the teretz of the Gemara, not in the kasha of the Gemara. If Rashi right away in the beginning of the Gemara says, and it's takish shver, why not? Mashma, there's no ihachi in the Gemara. There was never a point in the Gemara we understood why a reichiv be'ir is very koina. That's Rav Nochum's Diach. Must be Rashi is not Goyris Ihachi. Yet most people learn this Rashi, and in 1,000 years and 1,000 readings, will never come up with such a Diach. But this is on Melech's Batayra, Shena Makar, that he obviously wasn't Goyris Ihachi, because he asked the question right away. If there's an Ihachi, that means we understood, we had an answer to the question. We only asked it later on. This is the Asog di Gemara Naib Shah. Omer Rav Kana, Fishain Darkam Shel Bnei Adam Lirchoy Be'ir. Oh, there, Vashi Rav Kana. And we have to be Aniki B'Shabbos. Shain Darkam Shel Bnei Adam, like be Aniki B'Shabbos. Ochinami Deloy Kone. Ela my David Ovid Vikoni. Ochinami, my David Ovid Vikoni. El Mecca Chumemka Skin and Domele Kiri Keder Shel Bnei Adam Koine. Nos is the Frek the Drisha, it's in Kuf Sadik Zion, Sif Kotin Yud Beis, a very strong question. In the beginning of the Amid, we had Meshicha b'gomol anhaga b'chamar. It's only koina when it's kedalka. When it's shaloi kedalka, you're not koina. Shitas Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim amoyda this. The machlokes is when is it kedalka. That's the way Rashi and the Rosh learn. Oy bazei, vos kum the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid, and the Gemara says that if it's shaloi kedalka, you're koina. Right in the beginning of the Amid, we had when it was shaloi kedalka, you're not koina. As the Rambam, that the Rambam learns, that's goof of the Machloikis, the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim hold you koine shaloike darkoi. This Gemara is Givaldic, and that's a shame amoko to the Rambam. But if you Rashi, the Rosh, and the other Rishon that learn that everyone holds a kinyan shaloike darkoi is not koine. So what's shot in the Gemara over here? The Gemara says a kinyan shaloike darkoi is koine. Fixing the air conditioner. If that's what you're hearing. Oh, Hashem sending Yeshuas. Talmud. Oh, Gevaldik. Oh, but the Shaila is what's Pshat? Us zokt the Drisha Oifin Zeh. Very interesting. It's Tali, what is the Shaloi Kederech? Over there, it's never the Derech to do Rechiva. It's just, on this kind of animal, you never do rechiva. On this kind of animal, you never do anhaga. Over here, it is the derech. In this situation, you don't do it. A arniki. On Shabbos, you don't pick up a arniki. The rest of the week, avada, you pick up a arniki. In this situation, it's your roike derech. Be'ir, in this situation, it's not the derech to be roichet. Aber b'shal mekoymis, and everywhere else, it's the derech to be roichet. As it's not the vort that shaloik the derech is, you never do this. You do it. In a specific situation, you don't do it. That kind of shaloik the derech, which is because of a specific situation, that doesn't make a difference. It's a zaitika reason, a situation. That doesn't make a difference. That's one mahalach that you could say. That's the mahalach of the Drisha. You could say another mahalach. You could say there's two kinds of shaloi kederach. Also a similar kind of a text. There's two kinds of shaloi kederach, just being mahalach in the two kinds differently. That the other kind of shaloi kederach is, why is the dargoy ban hogovi? Why is the derech of a chamor b'anhaga and the derech of a gomel b'meshicha? Because the other one doesn't work. If you're going to do a meshicha and a chamor is going to stay glued to the ground and he's not going to budge. If you're going to try to do anhaga and a gomel's not going to budge. As over there, the darkoi b'kach is because the maisa doesn't work. It's not a good maisa. As when the chesaron is, because the maisa is not a good maisa, that makes a greyesa in the maisa. That makes its ein roi lekinyan. Because over here, this maisa doesn't work well. Masha enkein in our sugya, the reason why you don't do it is mishum snias, is mishum shabbos. It's not because there's a chesaron in the etzem maisa. There's a chesaron in the situation around you. Not that there's a chesaron in the etzem maisa. It's when there's a chesaron in the maisa accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish, that makes a greyus in the maisa kinyan. But when the chesaron is not in the maisa accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplishing, just there are side reasons why a guy doesn't want to do it, that doesn't make a greyus in the maisa. As we get to the yishuv is a chilik from the shaloi kederech over here to the loy shaloi kederech from the beginning. There's two mahalchim to explain the chilukim and what the difference in the shaloi kederech is. Elazog the Gemara, elabemekach mevna askinan, damalei kri kederech shebnei adam kohen. Continues the Gemara on the top of the Amid base. V'i rishus harabim hu kodesh. That which we said be'ir, it's ein derech, zok Rashi, is not in the rishus harabim, but in the rishus harabim, it's the derech. Why? Because in the Rishus HaRabim, Zok Rashi, there's a lot of Oivrei Drocha. Over there, it's not practical to be Mani, because you could lose your Behema, because you're Reichev on the Behema. So in the ear, it's Koyim. Had Kan Ni Gemara. As this Gemara is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Frek the Ksois, and Zimin Kuf Sadik Zan, and Rebbe Kiva Eger, that what is the Kinyan of Rechiv? The Kinyan of Rechiv, we're going now, is Hanhaga Viraglov, is the Kinyan of Mashicha. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Baba Basra, Ayin Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, if you're Moshech HaChevetz in Rishus HaRabim, you're not Koinu. A state Mefurish Mashicha doesn't help in Rishus HaRabim. Because Mashicha is, you're pulling it into your Rishus. If it's in Rishus HaRabim, it's not your Rishus. As a Mele, Mashicha doesn't work in a Rishus HaRabim, because it's not your Rishus. As how could the Gemara over here say that you're koine by Anoga Baraglov, because in a Rishus HaRabim, Harei it's a Mefurish Gemara, which is Nifshach in Rishus HaRabim, Mashicha doesn't help in a Rishus HaRabim. Thus, Frek, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksais. As Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksais were Mechavin Beruach Kodshom, the two Rishonim that asked the Shailah on the Sugya, the Miri and the Taisis. As Havai, let's see the Terutzim of the Miri and the Taisis Rid. The Taisis Rid starts the question like this. If you learn Reichiv is without Manig Baraglov, then it's good why it's kind in Rishus HaRabim. But being that the Gemara was Maimed Reichiv, that it's Manig Baraglov, as why is it kind of Rishus HaRabim? As this Taisus Rid is Rishon number 3 in the Sugya, that the Kinyan of Rechiva is not Mashicha. The Kinyan of Rechiva is something else, like it says in the Ravid, and the Ritzbash, on Tesamed Aleph. It's a Kinyan of Chazaka. As a Vazei, he says that if Rechiva means without Manig Baraglov, it's not Ozel Machmas, say, Gevaldik, as then it's good why it's Koine Birshus HaRabim. But being that Gemara over here says we're talking about where it's Manig Baraglov, and a few it continues and it says Birshus HaRabim, by Manig Baraglov, the Kulei Alma, this is a Mashicha, it's a regular Mashicha, you're making the name a move. As why is it koine in Rishus HaRabim? As that Taisefes in the Taisis I read, Shavamoit, Shoina Ahmad in the Shaila. The Shaila is what Shaila? As we'll first say the teretz of the Miri. As the Miri answers, Shani Hocha, when he's doing the Mashicha, he's also Reichiv Umani Baraglov. As this Mashicha is better. And by many Sfarim, they bring down the Miri, and they say the only explanation they know in this Miri is the two words, Sarach Iyum. That doesn't make sense, my comma. It's a regular Mashicha, my Nafkamina if he's pulling the Behema, my Mafkamina if he's riding on the Behema. Areitz Folk Mashicha as my Shno, my comma. So, is Mashicha? He's riding. As what? It's still a Mashicha. He's kind of because it's moving. My God. In order to understand the Mi'iri, you need a little bit of Divrei Hakdam. And that's going to be the Mafteach, the Sugya, the Miri, and the Taisis. The Rashbam says that what's the reason why you Moshech Rishus HaRabim, you're not Koine? Zog the Rashbam in Baba Basa in Vava Mitbeis, because Mashicha means you're putting it into your Rishus. As Mashicha means you're putting it into your Rishus. And in Rishus HaRabim, it's not Shaykh to put it into your Rishus. What's the reason why Mashicha means you have to put it into your Rishus? Yesh lo estafe. Betem g'deli rabbi seinu d'achreinim achoike. If you learn the reason why, Meshicha, you have to put it into your Rishus, is because the Kinyan of Meshicha is a Maisa of Abachnosa to put it into your Rishus. That's the Mahusa Kinyan. It's only when you're putting it into your Rishus, you're Koine, because the Mahusa of the Kinyan is bringing the Chafetz into your Rishus. The Miri's Atzarech Ian goes and move away. You're not putting it into your rishos. But you could understand it. The reason why you have to put it into your rishos is because you have to act like a bailiff. It's a mice of Hayraz Bailis. The mice of Hayraz Bailis is putting it into your rishos. That's the mice of Hayraz Bailis. A bailiff takes something home and puts it into his rishus. Or he puts it in a makam, which is miyud for his shimush. That's the derech ha-bailiff. As the kinyan is doing kederech ha-bailiff. When is it called kederech ha-bailiff? When you bring it into your rishus. When you stam walk and you're manik someone's behema, that doesn't show you're a bailiff. But when you walk his behema into your rishus, thus is the Maisa of Hayraz Bailis. The Fizeh, there's room to understand the Miri. Zag the Miri, that's only by Hanhaga Ba'alma. When you're pulling it by a leash, you're being manig it. But when you're Roichiv on the Behema and you're manig Biraglov, thus is a Groisa Maisa of Hayraz Bailis. The Etzim moving is the Hayraz Bailis, even if you're not moving it into your Rishos. Thus make the Miri. That a rechiva kederech habaylim, you're riding on the behemah, you're kicking the behemah, you're making it go where you want. That is a mice of a ras bailis, even if, you know, somebody who's not a bailim can walk over and pull an animal. He could even scream at an animal, he could hit an animal, but he's not getting on the behemah and riding it if he's not the bailim. That's only a mice of a yuid for the bailim. As a Mela, that'll be the reason why it's Koiner Bershus HaRabim. Thus is the Mahalach of the Me'iri. The Taisus Rid says a different klal. Zog the Taisus Rid, it's totally if you're talking about Kelim or you're talking about Behemis. By Kelim, the Gemara in Baba Basa in Vav Amid Beis is talking about by Kelim. By Kelim, you have to bring it into Rishus HaRabim. Into your Rishus, I'm sorry. Masha'en came by Behemoth, even if it doesn't go into Yerushas. Why? Because Kalim don't move on themselves. Kalim, you have to move them. As it's only called a Maisa Meshicha when you move it into your Rishus, when you move it closer to you. Masha'en came by a Behemoth where it's Hoylech Me'atzma is of the Taisis Reed. As then, even if it's running away from you, you're still kind. As up to Taisus Rid, Garland Santa Chiddush. Until now, we knew Mashiach is kind. Kalim, Behemoth, Sakoloi, Sadob. Zog the Taisus Rid is the Achilik be Yisoidai be Mahusai from the Maisa Kinyan Mashiach by Behemoth from Kalim. Sveidini. By Kalim, the Mashiach is pulling. By Behemoth, it's making it move. Step number one. Therefore, the Taisus Rid continues, and he says that by when you're making it move, even if it moves away from you, you're still kind. But when you're pulling it, you have to pull it to you for the pulling to be a Maisa Kinyan. What's the word? If you learn the Kinyan of Meshicha is bringing it into your Rishos, that's the Kinyan of Meshicha, as then it shouldn't make a difference. My nafkamina, you have to bring it into your Rishos. Now, Vaisachais in the Taisus HaRid, Oidapam, that he's learning the gather of Kinyan Meshicha is Hayraz Bailis. And the Taisus HaRid is being Machalik, there's two kinds of Hayraz Bailis. There's Hayraz Bailis by Kalim, and there's Hayraz Bailis by Behemoth. By Kalim, the Hayraz Bailis is dragging. Dragging only shows you're a Bailim when you drag it to you, when you bring it to yourself. A behema, causing the behema to go, is a form of shlita on the behema. And that's a Maisa Bailim, even if you're causing it to go, not into your Rishus. This is the mahalach of the Taisis Rid. As bein the Taisis Rid, bein the Miri Agibay, that Mashiach is Haraz Bailis. And the Chsarn and Rishas Harabim is the Chsarn and Haraz Bailis. The Shaila is, which kind, what's the Chilik? As the Meiri learns, because Rechiva is a Maisa Haraz Bailis Be'etzem, and the Taisis Rid is Mechalik between Behema and Kalem, and the Nafkamina between them, La Locha, is Lefi the Taisis Rid. Every Mashicha in a Behema will work. If you're Kaira Lavi Ba, if you're Manigit, every Mashicha of a Behema works in a Rishus Harabim. That's what you could buy from Agamara. The Vard in Agamara is Mashicha of a Behema works in Rishus Harabim. Masha Enkein, Lefi, the Miri, only Rechiva works in Rishus Harabim. And Batsim is a Kabbalah Gadiyak like the Miri, because we only find it by Rechiva, by Behema. We don't find it all over. The Taisvid will say Mikan is the base of all kinds in Behemoth. Rather said it by Rechiv. Oh, this is the two Mahalchem. Okay. As thus is the Sukya of Rochiv and Mani. Oh. As there was an oilam that Mamish was Rechiv the Sugya B'shtei Raglayim. There's some people that Pashit fell off the horse during the sugya. Yeah. I tell them, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting a Naya Sugya of Mashicha. Mashicha Bebehema, Liknes Bekelim, and Chatzim Alechetz. A totally new Indian of Ginah. We just want to make a short sikum of what we saw. Number one, is a Shiloh if you coin a Mishavrach. And that's what the Gemara is going back and forth and coming to prove. What is the maskan of the Gemara? You koina mishum rechiva. As the Gemara has three mishnayis, brises, is a raya, and the Gemara is deicha all of them. And the Gemara says Shmuel holds you're not koina mirochiv. It's up to Rosh. Shmuel says you're not koina mirochiv. No one's chaylik lehedya. Allah is Shmuel. You're not koina mirochiva. The Rambam, on the other hand, paskins you koina mirochiva, because we have three rayas. All the it's all chukim. As a mela, the halacha is yekoina b'roichiv. As a machlokes la halacha, if yekoina b'roichiv or not. That's one Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Mekachum Menka. The Nachlas David adds very nicely, there's another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Kloyim. The Rambam paskins had yoishiv be'agola is soifig mishum kloyim. As you see, the Rambam paskins, roichiv is koina. Because the Gemara brought a raya from there that Reichiv is kind. However, there's an interesting Gemara, Lefi the Nachlas David. Why does the Rambam say Reichiv is kind? He should have said a Yoshev Bikoran is kind, Lefi the Nachlas David. A little bit of a horror, but the Nachlas David is very nice. A Shein raya that the Rambam holds Reichiv is kind. What's the Kinyan of Reichiv? Is that we had a huge machlekes rishayim. Does reichiv mean when it's also machmasay and it's a kinyan of mashicha? Now b'seif asugya, she just Rashi, the Ritzbash, the Raivit, and the Taisus Rit, that reichiv is even without a also machmasay. Okay, that's chelik number one in the sugya. Chelik number two of the sugya, the Gemara handled reichiv amokam manig. Which one is adif, that the Gemara doesn't bring rayas? Of a Rashi and the Rosh say lemaskana, it doesn't exist. It was a Havamina that we had to say Pshat and Shmuel, Abu Maskana Shneim Shavim. The other Rishonim that learned the Maskana, the Ramban, the Taisadik, the Ramban, the Rajba, they learned the Maskana, it's still a Suffolk, and Yibaya Delay Yishad, Manik, the Makum Breit. As that's a Sikum goes to when you come out of the Sugya, to come out with what you have in the Sugya. That's the Sikum of what we learned.